Now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or save your own daydreaming.
That's right, it's a whole new world. Hi everyone, I'm Bobby Elias, your host, along with Divine Aubrey, our co-host. She'll be on in a few seconds, a little while, to introduce our guest. First of all, thank you listeners for choosing us. We were honored and privileged to have you spend your valuable time to hear us. We're dedicated to give you the best of the best topics and guests on a number of things, which we'll explain as we go along. And Divine, what's going on?
Hey, Bobby. How are you doing?
Great, thank you.
Good, good, good. Really excited for our guest today, Dr. Ren, that's going to be on talking about the mind-body-spirit connection. So falling right in line with our mission of understanding and supporting and tapping into the three pillars of holistic healing and truly manifesting the lives that we all desire. So super excited to be here today with you.
I'm excited to be with you, Divine. I enjoy doing work with you, and every week we try to get a little better and just really give our listeners the best of the best. The next few weeks, let me just give you that right now. On the 27th of September, Wednesday, a week from now, and don't forget, listeners, 5 o'clock Eastern time, every Wednesday we're here, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Luann Panessi, we all know that she's a nutritionist, a counselor, and she's the one that coordinates the great, great major retreats that she and Gary put together in Texas. And there's more coming up in October. So she'll be on next week to break down a little more about some of the things, because we do have people that have asked me, well, we can't afford to go there, but what's the inner things that go on at the, and even though Gary and her have described them, we're going to get a little deeper into that, as well as having Luann give us all her great information on nutrition. The week after that will be the 4th of October, and that will be Veronica, Gabrielle, to speak about change and the shift in what's going on and all the good things that are happening in the world. We know there's a lot of bad things going on. There are good things, too, and we'll talk about that. Then, finally, the 11th of October, again, another Wednesday, Darshini will be here. She, our resident reader, our medium, our person who gives us all the latest of what's going on in the world. And she, last time she was on, 3 months ago, she gave a lot of weather predictions that came true. She's been really accurate with that. So we're going to quiz her about the weather possibilities in the United States and the world when she's on October the 11th. And so, Divine, let's get on with our show.
Okay, perfect. So we have Lauren Lorino here with us today. She's lovingly known as Dr. Ren, America's Holistic Sweetheart. She's a board-certified naturopath through the American Naturopathic Medical Association, and she's a multiple best-selling Amazon author and award-winning holistic health advocate. So I'd like to welcome Dr. Ren to our show. Dr. Ren?
I think she said she might be 5 or 10 minutes late, and that's okay. You and I can talk until she gets here. And I think she's also going to talk about...
So she's going to, tell us the difference between a naturopath doctor and, an American board Western medicine doctor. And also, I think she's going to be talking to us a little bit about postpartum weight loss. So really excited to have her on the show here today.
Yes, she had a baby 5 months ago, and with her husband, who's also been on this show. He's also a counselor and a great person. They make a great couple, and they really do. And they're young. She's 30, just turned 35, I believe, and he's a couple years younger than that. So, and she, like she says, she's, and like her saying says, she's America's holistic sweetheart. She's in New Jersey, and she does so many wonderful things. She's actually done a lot of webinars. She's done a number of conventions and special events, health shows where she's the second in command, third in command, and done the MC work for those shows and putting together. She does great, great work. So, Divine, I'm looking forward to a great show, and then you and I have some things to talk about at the very, very end of the show. I guess when she comes in, she's going to just come in. Anything else you want to talk about, Divine, for us and for our future and for the shows?
Well, I'm really excited in the direction that, we're moving in, bringing in more spirituality with the change that's taking place. So despite the perceived challenges that we're experiencing on this earthly plane, there's a lot of good that's happening, and there's a lot bubbling up from those seemingly unwanted challenges that are going on. It's giving each and every one of us the opportunity to share our natural gifts and talents and to bring back love and compassion for one another and create that oneness.
And Veronica will be on next 2 weeks from now. Veronica Gabrielle, she's been on with us before. She's like our spiritual special guest, and she'll talk about change and the shift in what's going on. But what I like about her, Divine, and our other person that talks about change, that's Ellie Lacks from Gentle Garden, they both talk about love a lot, and that's something you and I know about because we're both into the spiritual world and about how important love is. Your thoughts on that?
Yes, well, for me, that is my religion. Love is the way of life, love and compassion. And it all starts, it's very important for all of us to recognize that love starts with ourselves, with us loving ourselves first. I mean, truly, we cannot give to others unless we're coming from, loving ourselves is the priority. So then we are able, we have the energy, we have the healthy mindset to be able to, and the time and energy to love, someone else and truly be of service. So we must be nurturing and taking care of ourselves first. It's important to understand that a healthy spirit help create, a healthy mind, and a healthy mind helps create a healthy body. So it all starts within, so we can be able to be of service and love others.
Yes, and that's my favorite word, love. It's so beautiful. And more people, so many people have serious problems and mental problems, or they're anxious, they're stressed, they're really having a lot of problems, but if only they could turn into a more positive world and have more love, find love through mm-hmm. your family, through friends, through an animal, through going out to the world and looking at nature. Just get yourself, you can change your whole mindset and change your whole world and your health mm-hmm. by having more love in your life. Just for our listeners to know, I'm Bobby Elias, and this is Divine Aubrey, our co-host, and we're waiting for Dr. Wren. She did say she might be a few minutes late, and it's okay. She does a lot of great work. She's in New Jersey, and she just had a baby 5 months ago. And today we're going to talk about her being a naturopath. We're going to talk about weight loss, about women that come off of pregnancy and just had a baby. And I'm really looking forward to it. So for our engineer that's standing by, as soon as she comes in, just have her come right in and let us know that she's here so we can get started interviewing her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Bobby, I want to talk a little bit about, the people that are working with, anxiety and different addictions and everything. My take on that is every challenge that we are dealing with on this earthly plane is a void from our God self. So I feel that the answer, again, is to get more in touch with our inner self, i.e. love ourselves more through meditation, through self-nurturing. So then there's no more void. You know, everything yes. that we're looking for on this earthly plane, usually people are looking, you know, to the outside within. And so then that creates the anxiety. You know, I don't have this. I don't look like this. Everything, they're comparing themselves on this physical plane to, you know, their fellow man. But when we go within and discover for ourselves our natural gifts and talents and what the reason is that we signed up, because I believe we all signed up to come here, then we start approaching and addressing, looking at life from a different perspective. So not so much as to what we don't have, because that's what creates the anxiety, but it's more of what we do have to offer and be of service to others. But again, it first starts with loving ourselves. So how do we do that? It's a matter of taking time for ourselves through the meditation. You know, there's a balance to life. So there's an asking and a receiving. And so even if someone says they're not very much in touch with their spiritual life, I don't want to say that they're not spiritual, because we are all pure spirit being housed in this physical body. But if they're not in touch with their spiritual self and say they don't even believe in a higher, you know, presence, they're still praying. We're all praying every second of the day by what we're saying, what we're thinking, and what we're doing. But if we don't give our higher self the opportunity to present the answers to us by listening and going into meditation, that's where the void comes. And that's where the confusion comes, you know, and the anxiety, the stress, and all the challenges that people deal with is from not listening, not truly loving themselves and spending that quiet time with themselves.
Very well said. For our listeners, Devon Aubrey, our co-host, is a healer, a teacher. She does a lot of great work with meditation, with chakras, with a lot of different things. She's a counselor. She has a weekly, have people call her on a line, and does a lot of great work. I am a healer myself, a nutritionist. Besides the radio show, I do a lot of work helping people. I'm a dance instructor, and I'm very holistic. I go to all the health shows and networking with a lot of great, great people that are, and I'm always looking for a new angle, because in the health world, as we all know, things are changing very, very fast. In the last 2 years, the health field has doubled. I'm talking about money made, money products sold, and more health, body, mind, spirit has come on the front. And you're seeing this at supermarkets. You're seeing this in more shows, more on TV, everywhere. It's little by little. It's changing. And as people demand and request better health and better products and better things, they're going to get them, because whatever the public wants, the public gets if they demand it. And they are demanding it. So I'm really excited about that, Divine, because we need to change the whole setting of the world. And one more thing, Divine, we are waiting for Dr. Wren. She said she might be a little late. She's finishing up a meeting, and she's good enough to be with us on this show. We did have another guest that canceled out, and Dr. Wren at the last minute just offered to help us out. And she's not only a guest on this show, but she has also been a co-host once in a while. She's come in a couple times on just a few hours' notice. So I love Dr. Wren. Very young. She's holistic, nature path, and she's going to have a lot to say when she comes on in a short while. But any more thoughts on your part, Divine?
Well, again, and I just heard from Dr. Wren. She's on her way now. But, you know, a lot of good things are happening. More and more people are moving towards a plant-based diet, you know, eating healthier. And when we speak with Dr. Wren, you know, she's going to address weight loss, and specifically for, the older generation, as well as those who have just delivered their baby. But I'm going to ask her about healthy weight loss, you know, because we see all the diets, all the fat diets and everything, but we want to know the healthy way to lose and maintain an ideal weight for ourselves. So I'm really excited about, you know, the pearls and wisdom that she has to share with us on that. And I also wanted to mention that Dr. Ren has been on many episodes of the Dr. Oz show, which is really an accredited, you know, board certified naturopath. So we're very well known in her field. Dr. Ren, are you there?
I am here. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Great.
Good.
Thank
How
you.
Are you doing? Welcome.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Yes. So we've given a little introduction, but let's introduce you again. Dr. Ren is known as America's Holistic Sweetheart. She's a board-certified naturopath through the American Naturopathic Medical Association, a multiple best-selling Amazon author and award-winning holistic health advocate. So such a pleasure to have you on, Dr. Ren. So I want to ask you, because I know probably you're welcome, a lot of our listeners are not that familiar with the term naturopath actually means and how you practice differently from maybe a Western medicine doctor. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. It's about doing no harm, like the Hippocratic Oath, and letting your food be your medicine, and basically taking natural approaches toward balance first. Now, I am an integrative naturopath, so that means depending on whatever my client's preference is, I'm open to working with traditional medical doctors to achieve that client's goal. However, initially, my first inclination is to always take a natural route and make a lifestyle of to help prevent disease in general.
I love that you know, integrate it with whatever else that, you know, your patient client may be working with. That's awesome, especially until they get to a point of homeostasis, and then, you know, maybe they can move more and more with going, you know, totally natural. So wonderful. So Bobby, are you there?
Yeah, we're speaking to Dr. Ren, and Dr. Ren, always wonderful to have you. Thank you for coming on at, again, at last minute notice. You're wonderful. And for our listeners to know, she is a co-host also. She runs meetings all over the country, webinars, and you're just wonderful. You're just moving up the ladder fast at your young age, and I'm just proud to have you as a friend and as a co-host and a guest of our shows. Here's a question here. Now, I know you had a baby. Let's talk about that. You had a baby 5 months ago, and now your Levi's fit again. But a lot of women can't do that. So let's talk about your situation there. And then not only the women that can do what you did, but women that can't lose weight that easily, and just weight loss in general. Go ahead.
Sure. Great. Absolutely. So I am 5 months postpartum to an amazing little boy who is just teaching me so much every single day. And I went into my pregnancy actually 2 years before I decided to conceive. I followed Dr. Roy Dittman's Brighten Baby Method, amped up on my B vitamins, just really made, I did a lot of detox and infrared saunas daily for a year, really just tried to make the best and cleanest environment that I could to be able to conceive and carry a child. And of course, in consideration with the partner, my partner who is into nutrition and health inclined. And one thing that I do, as you guys know, well, Bobby knows, is hair mineral analysis and food allergy sensitivity testing and all that stuff in my practice. So something I looked at for myself going into this was, you know, where is my iron at? Because iron is the mineral that is needed to be able to create the placenta, which is the life-sustaining organ that our body just creates out of nowhere, which is the life support of the baby, and so on and so forth. And, you know, when you're going into pregnancy and throughout the course of pregnancy and the different trimesters that are for different developments of the baby and the different parts of that, your body, you know, has all these different hormonal responses and actions, and sometimes you'll have these cravings. And I'll tell you, I didn't crave pancakes or cereal. I probably hadn't eaten pancakes or cereal in about 10 years. But when I was pregnant, that was my crave. And if I were to give in to that crave, that would definitely throw my hormones off even more, and so on and so forth. So I really try to be cognizant of the stage of development that the baby was in and how I was responding. And it was fun to kind of keep track of, because it was funny how my cravings would correspond to, you know, when in the third trimester, when more of the musculoskeletal system was developing, how I was craving more protein instead of, you know, the ice cream or whatever. And in the first trimester, I was craving olive oil and sea salt, or maybe many ladies crave pickles, because you need that extra sodium and boost since your blood volume doubles and you need to help to circulate that. So it was just very fascinating to be able to apply my knowledge in the field to having the actual experience. So that's something that I did. After having the baby, I said, well, you know, how can I have a goal to fit in a certain dress for a cousin's wedding coming up on New Year's. And I said, how can I healthfully, you know, lose the weight and fit into that dress, but still, you know, maintain myself, because, you know, I'm lactating and all of those things now postpartum. And what I've been doing, and also you only have like a finite window to lose the baby weight before it becomes even more challenging. So what I did again was another hair mineral analysis to see where I was at. And I started doing more of a ketogenic-based plan, because that's actually healthy for breastfeeding babies. And I was able to, you know, maintain my mama duties while beginning to re-maintain my pre-pregnancy genes. And I put a post up on my Facebook and I said, you know, yay, hooray, 5 months postpartum, fitting into those pre-pregnancy genes. And the type of comments I got from women of all ages, you know, mothers whose kids are 30, moms who have a 7-year-old to a 3-month-old. And what I found was some moms never get back into those pre-pregnancy genes, and really wanted to, you know how I did it. And I'll tell you, I unfortunately worked out up until my second trimester doing cardio, and then I wasn't cleared to do cardio anymore. I'm 35, so unfortunately everybody over like 30, anybody over like 30 in the traditional Western medical system gets treated as high risk. But that wasn't the case with me, because I went the natural route, did the doulas, did the midwives, did all that, did it on my own at home. But I just wasn't cleared for other reasons to work out after the second trimester. I was getting too dizzy. However, after, I probably didn't get back into the gym till about 3.5 months postpartum, and just doing very light stuff up until now, like Zumba and mild cardio and some strength training. But other than that, like, I would love to work with women and share, you know, my journey and try to see if it would work for them, if they're interested in getting back into those pre-pregnancy genes.
That's great.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Congratulations. First on your beautiful baby, and then second on getting back into your genes. So if you were to work with someone, Dr. Wren, postpartum, would they need to do the hair mineral analysis, or do you have a diet that you suggest, or what does your program consist of?
Right. So, yes, I always use the hair mineral analysis as my intro tool, because you know, I think, and I've worked with a lot of brilliant healers who've had wonderful protocols and wonderful suggestions that have helped me to feel better, but, you know, how do they know what's really going on inside me? So I use the hair mineral analysis, the food allergy sensitivity testing, it's a 250-plus panel, and I now do breast milk DHA and toxicity screening for mamas and mamas who can't produce enough and get donated milk as an extra precaution to see where we're at, because, you know, pregnancy does deplete you. It depletes your minerals. It depletes, you know, all kinds of things. So I use that as an introduction to where are we at now as my baseline. And then based on the client's preferences as far as the dietary preference, if they're vegan or vegetarian, or if they do, you know, use meat on occasion, we find what works for them And when we're really depleted in something, and when sometimes supplementation is the case for a period of time, like I said, I'm integrated, and I will suggest some of that. And what we do is we test quarterly. So we implement this, I call it a holistic lifestyle plan, because it's not just about the nutrition. The nutrition is about 80% of it, but it's about, you know, meditation and, you know, exercise and just all of the things. So we look at that and we check in quarterly to make certain that what we're implementing is having a positive result. And if it's not, you know, then we tweak it. And if we do supplement, once we see that we're in a normal range, then we'll stop, you know, we'll pull back on that and just really, you know, amp up on the foods that we need for that mineral.
Wow, this is great. That's great. We're speaking to Dr. Wren. This is Let's Create a Better World. I'm Bobby Elias with co-host Yvonne Aubrey. Dr. Wren is a naturopath, but she's in New Jersey. Does a lot of great work with webinars, and you were on Dr. Oz, I know that, and you've been on a number of TV and radio situations, and you're just coming up the world fast, and I'm very just happy to be around with you, and happy to have you on this show. But next question would be, you're out there doing a lot of work in the health field. There are a lot of new things happening. Tell us what else besides the weight loss thing that we talked about earlier that you see out there that's some new things that are happening in the health field, or just in general, what you would like to tell our listeners about how they can live a better life and a healthier life.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, I'm a big advocate on spring water, living water, and alkalinization and all that. And I've seen right now one of the biggest trends is hydrogenated water. People are now infusing their water with hydrogen. I have an ozone machine. I was ozonating my water for a while, but that's one of the biggest trends coming up that they're finding helps athletes perform and have more endurance than they typically would without having this water with this extra natural boost to it. When I'm out there, you know, all the time, it depends on where I'm at, Bobby, because, for instance, a couple months before I conceived Rowan, I was throughout Africa and the Middle East. And out there, I saw what a pandemic it was of malnutrition for women. And that being the reason why they weren't able to conceive, or, you know, they would miscarry and all of these things. I mean, when I'm moving and shaking in the States, again, depending on the area, you know, the sad diet, the obesity rate, those kind of things, how people might think they're eating healthy because they're grabbing a salad at their local fast food place, but not really knowing that that particular salad might contain pesticides and herbicides and fungicides, and how, yeah, it might be a step above what they've been eating, but still there's other implications with that. So I've been seeing a lot in my travels of just the lack of knowledge, just people trying to make good decisions and the best decisions, but also with all the information that's out there, like having a really hard time navigating it. And just because of that, potentially coming up even more misinformed than they were in the first place.
That's great. Okay. So in the health world, what do you see happening the next? I know that more health products in the health field has doubled in the last 2 years. No, the last 2 years, which is incredible. I mean, we're sitting on a gold mine. We're sitting, I don't mean in money-wise, I mean something that's going to help people, something that people need, body, mind, spirit. You mentioned meditation. That's something that Yvonne Aubrey is really big into and does that as part of her work. And so any other new things that or just some thoughts about how people can live better. And we talk about this in the show all the time, and you probably know that, a plant-based diet and be happy, stay away from stress, sleep more and sleep better, chew your food better. We go into a lot of things. But any more last minute, just some thoughts about how people can live longer and be disease-free, because we have people that ask those questions all the time. Your thoughts?
Right, sure. Longevity enthusiast here. And like you mentioned, we're seeing more health-inclined people out there and practitioners popping up and people educating themselves in the field. And what I feel that's doing to create a better world is creating this consciousness, this tribe, this, you know, interconnectedness of people of like mind. So, of course, the more healthily inclined our neighbors are, you know, it's just going to uplift the vibe overall. So, I mean, all I can say, though, is use your discretion when selecting a practitioner. You know, not all practitioners were educated equally. And always remember that your doctor, whether it's a regular, you know, medical doctor or a naturopathic doctor, your doctor is your employee. So if you set the intention and have a goal and you're doing everything that you're being guided to do to achieve that goal, you know, and not slacking off, like you're really hitting it hard and doing it and you're not getting results, I think it's time to reevaluate or fire your doctor, since your doctor is your employee.
And unless your past is
very,
go ahead, Divine.
That's a very important, you know, point, and thank you for bringing that out for our listeners, that, you know, our doctors are our employees. So I equate that to, ultimately, it's our own responsibility to take care of ourselves, and not, you know, in the past, many years ago, and some people even, you know, subscribe to it now, they put their total health in their doctor's hands, whether, you know, it's a Western medicine doctor or even, you know, a naturopath. So that's a very important point that you bring out, that, and to take it a step further, that it's each and every individual to take responsibility for their own health and keep track of their own medical, you know, challenges that they're dealing with. So,
and awesome. I just want to give a quick example on that is, for instance, say you're someone who's prone to depression and symptoms of that nature, and you get prescribed by the medical doctor antidepressants, and say a side effect, which we know a side effect of like lithium, for instance, is water retention. So say your weight skyrockets, say by 50 pounds. Well, you know, now you're not depressed. You're feeling better mentally, but physically you're off balance and overweight. And actually that doesn't really help with being, you know, not depressed. But there's other alternatives out there if you had awareness of them. And if you, say, were working with a natural health professional, and say St. John's wort or something like that wasn't contraindicated for you, you could take herbs that could help balance that, and that way you would be not depressed and maintaining a normal weight for you. So we wouldn't have that side effect. So there's many different routes and methods to achieve our goal, and it's just up to what we want for ourselves and what our constitutions can handle and figuring that out. So that's another reason why health, even for the individual, is a lifelong journey, because we're always changing and going through different stages like preconception and pregnancy and postpartum and then menopause. Like, we're always going through these different changes. So what worked for us even last month, not even like in our 20s, but even last month, might not work for us today. So that's also the beauty in being connected to ourselves through meditation, which is a big help for that, and constantly being in relationship with ourselves and getting to know ourselves and loving and accepting ourselves.
Great.
Beautiful.
We're speaking to Dr. Wren, and she's a holistic, America's holistic sweetheart. She's also very young. She just had a baby. We talked about that earlier. This is Let's Create a Better World, our show. Okay, earlier you spoke about a naturopath. We asked you to describe that. You did it so well. Now, you mentioned herbs just a minute ago. Can you give us, our listeners, because a lot of listeners are maybe new or they're so brainwashed by the medical system and medications that they don't know a lot about herbs. Can you give our listeners a little more insight on what herbs are, what they do, and just the overall picture on that?
Sure, yeah. So an herb is a plant. It's, depending on your belief system, God's gift to humanity. And actually, the main ingredient in many medications out there is an herb. It just has all these different synthetic things built on top of that that cause side effects and keep us addicted and keep us in the system and causes all these other things that we need another medication for. So, you know, there are many master herbalists out there that I personally had the pleasure to work with, and just finding what herbal protocols work for you. Again, it's not something I just want to go shouting out Band-Aid fixes or something that's good for everyone, because we need to know where you're at now and what your goal is. But for the most part, you know, herbs are not harmful because they are a plant. But you do need to know your stuff when it comes to things that are more advanced. I mean, I'm a big fan of medicinal mushrooms. I have reishi and chaga every day. I'm a big fan of ashwagandha and astragalus that I have very often. And those are all adaptogenetic herbs. And what adaptogenetic means is that they go where is needed and help regulate you as needed. So you don't need to use them to specifically target something, although you can. And a rule of thumb with herbs is, you know, take it, but you have to give it a break. And take it and give it a break. Just like working out in the gym. You're not going to go in there and work out your legs every day. It's not going to be leg day every day, because then you're going to throw your body off balance and your body's going to become used to it. So in order for them to be effective, it's about taking it and giving it a break. Maca is another one of my favorites, since we've been talking about like sexual health and reproduction. Maca helps, you know, regulate the hormones and that type of drive, giving you that energy. But that's one of the ones that, like, most people don't know that, you know, you should take it for up to a month, 2 to 4 weeks, and then definitely take 2 weeks off. In order for it to not throw your body off balance and, you know, to be effective.
Interesting. So how are you spelling, how do you spell maca, Dr. Wren? Is it M-A-C-A, M-A-K-A?
It is, yep.
Okay, and it is.
Somebody's awake. Somebody wants to be on the radio with me.
Oh, hi there, little one.
You're on the radio.
That's great.
Yeah. Tell them you're a reishi baby. One thing that I'm exploring right now is how to naturally cultivate the baby's immune system. And there's not much information out there. I have found some recipes on how to use mushrooms for baby food. I've been writing a lot of my own. I have some girlfriends that don't like to be public, but have given me a lot of advice with using green juice with the baby. So far with Rowan, I've been microdosing him with reishi spores and with some spirulina to just cultivate and boost his immune system naturally.
Nice.
That's great.
I take maitake mushrooms every day, an extract. How does the maitake, what's your view on the maitake mushrooms compared to the reishi mushrooms?
Well, I love them all, and each mushroom has a different specialty. But what's cool about reishi is, like the food chain, right? Reishi is the queen of the medicinal mushrooms. Chaga is the king. And all the other mushrooms, like maitake, shiitake, oysters, all of that, lion's mane, which is good for the brain, fall underneath them. So reishi is known as the spirit mushroom, and again, can be like an adaptogenic for all the other organ systems. And also, it's cool if anybody listening knows about like Chinese medicine and stuff and how the different colors and the different organ systems correspond. Reishi comes in, I believe it's 5 different colors. Red is the most known, and you can find it in the wild here in the Northeast. But red is for the heart, but also for, they're all for the spirit. There's white reishi, which is good for the lungs. And this is, again, a Chinese medicine concept. It comes in purple. And I would have to think. I know it comes in, another color.
Interesting.
Yes. What about vitamins and supplements? And one more thing. Maybe I'm asking two questions at one time, but we have people that call us and are people beginning at 40, they're starting to have memory loss. I know a woman that are 25 years old would lose her keys and drop this and forget that and everything else. So it really starts all kinds of ages where people are forgetful more and more and more. What do you attribute that to, and what would you suggest people do as far as vitamins, supplements, herbs, or just lifestyle? Give us your thoughts on that, please.
So, you know, Alzheimer's dementia-like symptoms is just the rate that it's increasing is just insane right now in our country and the world.
Yes.
And it's so sad. I actually was just working with a woman who's very advanced age, and her husband's getting ready to put her in a home, but at least we were able to take her for yoga and Zumba and all that. We actually had to stop bringing her to yoga because she talks to herself and it was interrupting the other participants. But at least, you know, she could still go do the Zumba because the music was so loud. But it's just heartbreaking when it gets into those advanced stages. So, you know, something great for that, but again, me, I like to do my assessment and everything, is the essential fatty acids, you know, the good quality essential fatty acids, whether that's a fish oil or a hemp oil, but really keeping your brain, oiled up with that. Another thing is which is deer antler velvet. I'm trying to calm a baby and say immunoglobulin F, IGF. So deer antler velvet is a good natural remedy to prevent that. Teasel root herbal tincture. Teasel root rebuilds the myelin sheets around, you know, the synapses. So the synapses can fire correctly and, you know, we can, our brain can function properly. So teasel root herbal tincture is one of my favorites. That's also good for limes in conjunction with a protocol using colloidal silver, which Dr. Philip Fritchie and Matthew Wood, whom I both worked with personally, have wrote great articles and remedies regarding. So those the three off the top is the essential fatty acids, the teasel, and the the deer antler velvet.
Dr. Wren, we're getting ready to wrap it up, and you can get back to your baby, but could you give us your contact information and how people can reach you, and if you could read it slowly for our listeners, please.
Absolutely. So my website is LaurenLaurino.com. I'll spell that for you, LaurenLaurino.com. And on that website, you'll find links to my Instagram, which is dr_REN, so dr_REN. There's links to my Twitter, my Facebook. You can send me a message. I would love to hear from you. Bobby knows whoever contacts me gets a special discount if they want to check out the hair mineral analysis or nutritional testing. So always happy to talk more about that.
Always. You always give discounts, and you're always so nice to people. So tell our listeners to go ahead and give her a jingle. Contact her because she can really be, you just heard her. She was wonderful. She can discuss a number of issues. She's all around holistic health doctor. Okay, 1 minute of last minute thoughts by you, Dr. Wren, before we sign off.
Woo! Well, Bobby, always do who and what you love.
Do what you want to make yourself happy, right?
Yeah.
That's great advice. Well, listen, unless you have anything else, thank you very much for being with us. And unless you have a quick question or thought, Divine, we're going to move on to you. You and I have some other things we're going to get into right now. But thank you so much, Dr. Wren, for this last minute coming in, and good luck with the baby. And you did a wonderful job today. And by the way, our archives are on the very next day. Not only they're on 24 hours a day for the not only the online archives, but also the telephone archives. And so this show will be on tomorrow on the archives. So more people can hear you and what you're doing. So thank you so much for being with us.
Awesome. Smooches, everyone, and talk to you next time, Ms. Divine and Bobby.
We love
you. Thank you, Dr. Ren. Looking forward to having you back again. Thank you for all the wealth of information you shared.
All right.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
Wow. Pretty good, huh, Divine?
Yes, very knowledgeable, and like I said, a lot of pearls of wisdom regarding our health and what we can do every day to keep ourselves healthy. Yeah.
And she covered a lot of territory from not only naturopath, but herbs and weight loss and women and memory loss, a number of things. And this is what our listeners need to hear more and more, because this show is all about getting our people healthier and well. Any other thoughts on the show, Divine, that we had today just now?
Yes, I think it's very important, the point that she brought up, to whatever, you know, program that someone's on, whether it's, you know, nutritional or, say, physical exercise, how it's important to not overdo it and maybe do it for, you know, be on a schedule for a month and then let the body rest. Because otherwise, you know, your body kind of becomes immune to what you're doing. And I've seen a lot of people experience that with their, you know, reaching a plateau, maybe with their weight loss and saying, well, you know, everything was going fine, you know, but I lost my 5 pounds, my 10 pounds, but I can't go any further. So from what Dr. Ren was suggesting, so it may be a good idea to kind of back off for a little bit. You know, I don't know, she didn't say specifically time-wise, but maybe a week or so, two, and then go back on it, because, you know, the body becomes immune to it, accustomed to it, so it's no longer having the optimum results that it that one saw in the beginning of their program. So I think that's important to, you know, remember with any endeavor that, you know, we take on in life to, you know, kind of do it in a have a schedule with it and not go so hard that your body or your mind even becomes immune to it, you know, to the results, to the positive results. So, yeah, right. A lot of good information.
And you know what I like? It's, I agree, and one of the things she said was that you get on a certain vitamins or herbs for a few weeks and then get off for a few weeks. So I've heard a month, I've heard 3 weeks, I've heard different things. That, but it's good that way the body can readjust and come back and get it again. You don't want to just feed the body with a certain thing constantly every single day. You give it a break, and it works better that way, I think. Well, you know, we got to wind the show down, and I want to give the next few shows, but could you give her, unless you have anything, any more thoughts real quick, because we got to wind the show down, the online information by telephone and by online, the archives. Could you give our
Absolutely.
Listeners that?
Yes. So our telephone archives, the telephone number is 701-719-0994. I'll repeat that again, 701-719-0994. And like Bobby mentioned earlier, archives are updated about 24 hours after the show is aired. So today's show will be available tomorrow around 2 p.m. Pacific Standard and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's for our telephone, and then our internet archives can be accessed one of two ways, and that would be by our podcast, which is Let's Create a Better World .podbean.com. Podbean is spelled P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, D as in dog, and then bean, just like a red bean, a navy bean, .com. So again, www.letscreateabetterworld.podbean.com. And then the other way to access our internet archives are through the Progressive Radio Network's website, which is prn.fm. And P for Progressive, R for radio, and for network, and then .fm, and then just look up Let's Create a Better World. and all Very three good. Archives are updated within 24 hours.
And they're on 24 hours a day. We have, you know, what I found out from PRN is, Divine, is that a lot of people, students or people that work certain hours, they're busy, so they want to, at night they come and listen to the archives on the phone or online. And again, they're on 24 hours a day. So even if you miss a few days, for example, the telephone archives, I have some older people that love them because our five most recent shows are on there, button number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So it's really wonderful. Let me give a little idea of the next 3 weeks. So we have gone a week from today would be September the 27th. And again, for our listeners, we're on every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Luann Panessi, well-known counselor, nutritionist. She coordinates the major retreats that we have in Texas, along with Gary Null. And she's announcing them all the time on Gary Null's show. So she's well-known. And she's done a lot of health support group meetings all over the country. We know her from Los Angeles when she came out here quite often. And at one point she said ours were the best because we had a lot of people and we always supported her and her work and everything. So she'll be on the 27th. On October the 4th, again, another Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Veronica Gabriel will be on to another series. Once a month, she's on the first Wednesday of every month for 20, 30 minutes to discuss change, to discuss the new things that are going on in the world, the movement of the shift in what's going on, because there are a lot of good things going on despite the weather and the horrible things that are going on in the world. There's a movement and a good sign of great, great things that are happening little by little and going to happen more and more in the future. We'll talk about that with her. And this woman is spiritual. She's in the deep, deep love. We talk about. And on the 11th, we have a medium named Darshini. She's been with us many times to talk about weather reports all over the world and some of the storms and some of the earthquakes and some of the volcanoes and you name it, all the horrible things. And she's predicted right on. She's been very, very good at her predictions. Going back to, I've been tracking her since 2011 when she gave out a whole series of predictions in Europe, and they were 90% correct of all sorts of disasters for a whole year ahead of time. She's wonderful. She'll be on October the 11th, again, Wednesday. And so, Divine, 1 minute, last minute thoughts, and then I'm going to do our thank yous.
Okay, well, looking forward to all our wonderful guests that are coming on. And even more after that, bringing on some master meditation healers, gurus to be with us. So I'm really looking forward to the mind-body-spirit connection that's being established here through Let's Create a Better World. And Bobby, you want to give your contact information?
Yes, thank you. Yes, people can reach me on my phone, particularly the best way is 323-770-1925. I'll repeat that. And call me anytime. I want you to call me if you have questions about the show, positive or negative, or what you'd like to see, or even if you have healing questions or medical questions or nutritional questions. I'm deeply into a plant-based diet. I'm a vegan, a non-GMO, gluten-free. I eat extremely healthy, a lot of soups, a lot of juices, and a lot of great foods, and I just love it. I'm sleeping more. I do my exercise every day. I do meditation. And I've learned a little bit from Divine and also from Veronica. Thank you, both of you. Even though I've already been doing meditation, it's always good to learn more and more from different people, and that's what I do. But thank you for that. And so, again, that number to call me if you want is area 323-770-1925. So, Divine, I'm going to say thank you for being on the show, and I'm going to thank some more people here, and then we're going to sign off. Thank you to our guest, Dr. Wren of New Jersey. Thank Jesse, the PRN director. Thank you to our engineer, Kelsey. Thank you to our producer, Stuart Hassel. Thank you to Lydia, who's done a lot of research work, a lot of great work recently to help us keep this show on top. And then also to Greg, thank you. So that's about it. And finally, I'm really honored, and I just want our listeners to give us a chance, stay with us, listen to our archives, listen to our shows. Divine's got a lot of great things to offer. So tune in again next Wednesday at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Thank you.
Soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky.